This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go track down Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing, see what he's doing this morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Good. What's up with you?
Oh, I'm tired of the Mastros. It's too stressful.
Come on. We hadn't even got to the playoffs yet.
Oh, my God. I mean.
At least the Mariners lost. Hey, we're 3 games up. Got 27 to go. And then we'll be whining because there's no more baseball season.
Yeah, I still think. There's just something ain't right somewhere. I can't figure it out.
It's timely hitting, man. We just can't get the clutch hit when we got all the runners on. That's something we're going through.
We are.
What are we in the top 5 in batting average and runners in scoring position? And we're 28th in the league in clutch hits. So that tells you all you need to know. We witnessed it last night.
Yep, for sure.
And against the 28th worst pitching staff in the league, too.
Yeah, that boy last night, though, he can pitch.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a game. I mean,
all of them can. You make it to that level, all of them can do it. He just had a good night against us. We make a lot of pitchers look good here lately.
Yep. So,
I was impressed with Javier, man.
Yep.
Looking good.
Yep. Yeah, he did. We needed that.
Yeah, we did.
So, that's it.
Well, what are you doing for the weekend?
Not much. I'm going to ride out to River Bottom this morning and check on everything and see what the cameras got on them. Everybody got it all on their phones now, but there's very few places out there that you can use that type of camera because it just don't have the service.
Well, you don't have the signal, the service. I know when I talk to you in the winter when you're deer hunting, sometimes you got to stand up on a stump on one leg.
Yep. Exactly. I wish that little front would have come on left there instead of just lingering. Life's going to be a wet weekend, especially in there.
Well, that's what they're saying, but I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah.
But I know, Northeast Texas, all up around Tyler and Longview, Shreveport, and Louisiana, all that way, they've been getting a lot of rain the last few days, all of it staying east of us.
Yep, or getting down below us, west of town. So,
yeah.
I wonder if they got that dam fixed on Reverend so they can start filling back up.
I don't know. They're Rusty said they were 8 foot below pool.
Wow.
I talked to him yesterday, or no, Thursday.
Wow. So it ain't fixed then. And I bet they whooping on him fish. Eight-foot low. Boy, that's got a lot of stuff out of the water.
Yeah, that's what Bill was saying earlier. He wants to go up there and mark all of it.
Well, other than that, I don't know a whole bunch. I have not talked to anybody in Venice since me and you talked Thursday morning. So, and I mean, it's Labor Day. Most everybody's,
on the back burner.
On the go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel sorry for all these dove hunters, you gotta wait till Monday before they can pull the trigger.
I don't understand that. It's Labor Day weekend.
I don't either.
You know, the kids are out of school, and let them have a weekend. What's a day or two? I mean, seriously?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. And you take the people in, you know, out there around Uvalde. I mean, that's a lot of money lost for this Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Crocker's up there just sitting around soaking his toes in the river and putting stuff up on Facebook, laying out, catching some rays.
Yep.
Waiting on Monday.
You know, and everybody be able to hunt Monday morning and then have to fight that traffic all evening.
Fight it coming back so they can go to work on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, so it just ain't worth it.
No.
You know.
Well, it might be a light opener.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. You know, we've went through this cycle, you know, 5-6 years ago. I remember it entirely. You know, when, you know, me and Rusty and Munchos, you know, we took off Tuesday too, so
yeah,
made a difference, you know. But you got kids and stuff, they gotta get back to school.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah, they don't like it when you keep kids out of school for hunting and fishing purposes.
No. So, but you know, they when this happened the time before, you know, there's a bunch of people got together, you know, and tried to get the government to do something about it, but I said, no. That's how it is. So, you know, when you go to fooling the federal, it's a little different bird.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of birds.
Yeah,
there's a lot of birds in places.
Yeah, there's the populations are up again this year. White wing and one dove, both of them. They're up. Counts are big time up.
Yeah, I heard Lubbock's covered up.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure Crocker's loaded too.
I'm sure he is.
I know Blaine's loaded, and he's still got a ton of them paired up down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's one of the arguments that they throw out there too. You know, about birds still on the nest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about it, you know, it's like my songbirds down there in Venice. I mean, that one, I think she's on her fourth round already.
I think my Cardinals around my house have had 3 rounds for sure. Bluebirds, too.
Right.
House finches had multiple hatches. I had a bunch of them on the feeder the other day, and those little birds with the mom and daddies and all that, they just grew feathers. I mean, there's another hatch.
Yeah. So we needed a big cardinal hatch. Our cardinal population had got down pretty rough. You know, it's through the years, it's like Darlene, she was commenting a couple years ago, or maybe even last year, I ain't even have a red bird. I said, I understand.
What was thick earlier this year was woodpeckers when they were coming through, you know, moving north. Man, we had a ton of them. The big pileated woodpeckers and the downies, and I mean all of them.
I think the flood affected the river bottom.
It might have changed things, it might have had.
Because, in the past, you know, you corn them roads up, the time you get in the stand, there'd be 200 cars sitting down through that road, you know, working on that corn. But it's funny to watch them. Them cardinals won't pick up a whole kernel. They're after that scratch. They want them crumbs.
Yeah.
And
they'd rather have food on the ground than they had on the feeder.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're kind of like doves.
So, no, them crows, they'll show you how to eat some corn.
Crows?
I watched one of them. I just, the whole time I got binoculars on him, he picked up 31 kernels before he ever flew off. Do you think his crawl was full?
I can imagine.
Yep.
Probably surprised he got off the ground.
Yep.
Well, them crows fix to get on all them pecans here another month or so. Squirrels will bury them, and the crows will just sit around, and when the squirrels leave, they can just go down to the ground and unbury them and get them.
Yeah, I'm hoping the monk pecans in Venice mature a little earlier this year, you know, because it's generally December before my pecans really hit the ground. But, yeah. Oh, I noticed the other day they were fat already, so.
Well, one thing about it, I don't have to fill my bird feeders as much because the squirrels are stripping the pecan trees already.
Right. They done getting them now?
They're getting them right now. They'll sit up in the tree and they'll just strip all that green stuff off the hull. Strip it off and grab a pecan and go bury it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what the mass is going to look like. I've got some trees here at the house that is loaded. I got a white oak right by my gate, and my God, it's done got the limbs pulling on it.
Right.
It is so loaded now, the pin oaks. I hadn't seen very few. I seen where last time I mowed, I see where they dropped some little immature ones, but
yeah,
I just glanced up there and I didn't see no clusters, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I'm going to have about half of the pecan crop. It's normal. You know, with all that rain earlier this year, all them little bitty ones fell off early.
Yeah. And that's something I noticed in Venice, though. Mine's not falling off like they did last year. They're holding on pretty hard, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what kind of winter we're going to have.
Yep. So, I guess all them CCA boys are, huh?
The CCA boys what?
I said, I guess everybody that's in the lead are keeping their fingers crossed till Monday.
They are. I had a guy one year leading kingfish till the very last day on Labor Day. Somebody caught the winner, beat him out by a half a pound. That was sick.
Well.
Half a pound.
Well, I don't know them small boats are going to be able to fight this weather this weekend, but we'll see. I know Texas nephew Dwayne, matter of fact, he's going to meet me in the river bottom this morning. He was planning on going today, trying to get some more of a snapper in the freezer, and he called me back this morning. He said, I rechecked that. It's going to be a little too bumpy for me.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, about a foot and a half this morning, but that's without any storms or anything coming up yet, so.
Right.
They're calling for that rain chance to be pretty good today and tomorrow and Monday, but we'll see.
Yep.
It's only a forecast. They've been missing them a lot here lately.
Yeah, you know, I was watching the weather last night after the ball game. And that's what, I forgot even who it was. I don't even know what channel I was on, but he was talking about the futures. He said, I can't rely on this future that it's showing right now. He said everything's just kind of blowing up.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like yesterday, I was doing work here, had a boy helping me at the house, and I heard it thundering towards Conroe that way. And
it always
sure
does.
Enough,
it rains all the time up there.
The bottom didn't fall out, but it, you know, it rained enough that it went to pooling up.
Yeah.
I went a half mile down the road, and powder dry dust blowing in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, you have your good Labor Day weekend. Somebody wants to call you about getting over to Venice and catching them up. Give them some info how they can reach you, Mike.
832-338-9376. Yeah, I've got a few dates knocked over, but October's pretty much slam full.
Is it?
November.
Right. Well, that's
good. November's open. Yep. Hey, what's winning that speckled trout?
Nothing. They don't have a trout division over here anymore.
Really?
Yeah, since all the limit changes and all that, and the, you know, 15 to 20 slot.
Oh, I forgot about that slot. Yeah,
we were talking about that yesterday. I think it's kind of hurt entry fee-wise because there's not a trout division. That pulls a lot of people.
Huh. All right, bro. Have a good one, Mike.
Have a good weekend. You be safe, too.
You
see
too.
You, buddy. All right.
Later.
All right, it's Mike Jeffcoat. Well, Bronze Roofing, you know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs, and they have free estimates, and they're open. This is the best part. They're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime. You can get seen the same day for quick service, and each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company. That takes a lot of heat off of you. They guide their customers through the process. They know how it's done, and they know how to do it right. Visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or you can call them at 713-645-0505. 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519. All right, let's run down Galveston Way to Tiki Island and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, see what's up. James, good morning. What's going on?
What's happening, man?
Not a lot, dog. What's up with you?
Zero.
Zero.
I got nothing. Nothing.
We call that a goose egg.
It's a goose egg. No, man, just been a little bit of weather, but it ain't too bad. It's really not. You just got to fight them storms.
Yeah. If they'll start popping up, I guess, when the sun starts coming up. Who knows?
No, they already popping. The pattern's been in the morning. It gets bad.
Yeah.
And then it fades. But it depends on where that front stuck on you. It looks like the front stuck right there by Sabine right now. What it looks like.
Well, where the rain is, you know, it's a lot of it's been staying east.
Yeah, that's for most of it all. It's weird, you know, you got little old squalls to the south that are moving onshore.
Mm-hmm.
And the squalls that are up to the north are moving offshore.
Yeah, it is like kind of weird.
Yeah, you look down there south of between Freeport and Port O'Connor. They're all going to the, you know, they're coming on shore.
Yeah, but everything kind of from rollover and east and up are going.
It's going offshore.
The Gulf. Yeah, going offshore.
Yeah. We'll see. It gets calm enough. You see, there ain't no wind.
No, it's calm.
I mean, like, tomorrow, I'll probably take a shot tomorrow and Monday. But a day like this, it'll get calm. Because here's what happened. It was like Wednesday or whatever day it was. I mean, you could get away with it because it's calm already. Because all them storms got a lot of wind in them. But, you know, when the Gulf's flat, so it blows 20 knots for a little bit. You know, then it settles down. It finally got a little swelly coming in Wednesday night. It got a little swelly, probably 2 foot. But it never was terrible. Just the washings, because some of them storms, the wind would come out of the northwest. And one would come by, it would come out of the northeast, and it was just tough. You just got to fight it, man. And you got to run around. Some of them got lightning. One of them got big. Had a bunch of lightning and stuff in it.
Yeah, there was a couple of boaters struck by lightning at Texoma yesterday.
Really? Man, that's what Cameron didn't like the other day. It's same like what we're talking about. The Gulf is flat, but he said, man, Dad, he called me. It was like 4 o'clock. I mean, he's just, you know, chugging around. It was lines in at 6:30. So he's chugging around. He said, man, it's bad. You see the lightning everywhere. And in a big boat, that's not good. That's not good.
Big target.
But the guys wanted I think the Sarco won it, maybe. But they caught two blue. I mean, they had a triple header. I think they caught two and then caught another one right in the middle of all them storms and stuff.
Yeah.
Hell, the other day we had to fight a fish through a storm. Everybody went in. I'm like, man.
No cutting and running, man. You're fighting him to the end.
Oh, I ain't cutting that fish off. I don't care how bad it gets. No, man, they're hard to come by for me this year. All right, Penner, I tell you what, Penner's got it wired up down there this year. He's done well. Man, ain't nobody else catching them too good. But, you know, it's just to get right. But now you're going to fight. Now, you know, our big run of weather that we had, that was it. That little three-week period we had, that's it. Now you're going to get little shots. You're going to get fronts, and it's going to get windy, and it's going to lay down for a couple days. And then it's going to be another front. So, you're definitely going to have to fish the windows right now, for sure. For sure. So,
yeah, I'm looking at the buoy right now. It's 1.6 feet with a period of 5 seconds.
Yeah, there ain't no wind. What is it, like 5 knots? I just looked at it.
Out there, it's south-southwest at 9, but inside, it's 1 and 0 everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, the 20, that's 450. Okay, you go up there to the update, like at 5 right now, it's done drop down. At 5, it's 5.8 knots, gusting to 7.8.
Well, I'm looking at it right now on my phone, south-southwest 9 to 11, 1.6 feet with a period of 5 seconds.
What time was that?
Well, I'm looking at it here. It's that's 5:50 Eastern Daylight Time, so that's really 4:50 for us.
4:50, yeah, 4:50. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then they update me. I think it's every 10 minutes. So if you scroll to the top of that thing when it first comes on.
Yeah.
See, I just got the buoy punched in, 42035.
Yeah, 42035. That's what I got.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So then at 5, it's faded just a little bit. At 4:50, it was what you said. And at 5, it's going down.
Man, I keep turning mine off and refreshing it. It won't go to 5 o'clock yet.
Yeah. Well, I got, I don't know, no app thing. I just got all this weather stuff. Hey, but you can look out there, man. You can look at that 60-mile buoy, and you can tell if this fish can get rough. It might be 2 foot inside. You roll out there at that 60, and it's 3.5 foot. I'm just telling you what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be 3.5 foot.
Right.
I'm just telling you. But, you know, when fishing's good, when I say good, I mean the tarpon swim around, they move, they leave you. But if you got them, man, I don't really care. If I can get there without turning over, but you got to have them, man. If you're hunting, which tarpon fishing really is, I took a guy the other day, and he really enjoyed it. I don't even think we caught nothing. I'm sure we didn't catch that because I didn't catch that anyway. But it's the hunt. You know, me and you talked about that the other day on radio. And you need some weather to hunt. Now, when you got them and I can drive to them and I think I can catch a big one, you know, just getting the time of year to do it, I'll go. Especially with the guy, you know, if I got the right guy. Well, I don't take nobody but the right guys. So, you know, but when you got to go look for them, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, I look at some of them tarpon videos from down there, and some of them fish, man, they look like pencils, man. They're skinny looking when they jump.
Well,
I'm just looking at yours with them big old shoulders and wide bodies, them giants, man. Now, that's cool looking.
Well, when you get south, when I say south, then look, man, this is just my opinion. This is what I think. After 30-something years of fooling with them. Yeah, you can catch a big one in Port O'Connor. You can catch a 180, catch a 160.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of 50 to 70-pound fish.
Yeah.
I mean, there just is. Now, you get down there where Brian's at, they got sea monsters down there.
I got some giants down there.
I'm telling you, man, if I ever get
out
of here.
That video he sent me in the dark the other morning when they were shining the spotlight on that tarpon when it breached, you know, it come out of the water, that was cool looking.
Yeah, and
that was a good one.
Yeah, I talk to Brian every day. I said, how big was that fish? Man, he looked big. He was like 140. But that's a nice fish.
But that's still a nice fish. I mean, it's nothing like that one he caught over 200 in the TIFF tournament, but still.
Yeah, he texted me the measurements right after he caught that fish, sent me a picture, and I said, man, dude, I don't think – now, look, man, I've been down there once, and I talk to Brian a lot every day just about. You're not going to go down there and have a 30-fish day. I just don't see it. And he doesn't do it. And he point-blank told me that. When we do find them up here, you row you out there 32, 34, 60-fish day, you can do it.
Yeah.
Especially in Port O'Connor. But, and this is just what I think. If you're going to catch a big tarpon, it's going to be right here where we're at, or the next state record is going coming from down there. The reason right. It ain't already come from down there, and this is just, you know, I ain't ditching Mike, because that's a 229, that's a giant. Brian's right. Caught him. He's caught him. He's caught yeah. him more than once.
Yeah, he's turned him loose.
And I told him, dude, I said, if I ever do that, I guarantee you I'm going to put him in the back of the boat.
And I'm dragging him in.
I guarantee you that's what I fish for. But so there's a gap right there, and it's all about, you know, what you want to do. I never forget, I was down there with him, and I don't know nothing. I done run up and down that beach. I don't know nothing. Well, I saw Brian sitting out there, and Larry was with me. I said, man, that's Brian. And I called him on the phone. Hey, man, you catching anything? And he's like, the phone kind of got silent. I said, well, I see you sitting right there. He didn't say that for about 15 seconds. We got to laughing. Anyway, but where he fishes, we catch him. I finally saw him. I ain't seen a tarpon in 2 days. And I seen one roll. I said, man, tarpon roll right there. Hey, the next one I seen roll, he's got like an 18-inch back on him. I said, hey, man, that's a big one right there,
buddy. That's a toad there, buddy.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just a different fishery. If water gets real clear, I don't think it's a great place to lure fish for jigs and stuff. It's just like these jackfish, man. There's big schools of jackfish right now. Well, that the lures that and Larry took some of his pro staff kids, and, man, all them jackfish are following your bait up. Man, they're not biting. And then you finally catch, like, one. I told Larry, man, they ain't the right baits for that. I guarantee you. He put you a 72 series mirror lure or a big spoon or 85 series mirror lure and blow it through there, you won't get it back.
No, you won't. Take it away from you.
Yeah.
So let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, bro. Hang on a second.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, man.
Who are you sponsored by now? Team Ibuprofen and
yeah, that's who I'm sponsored by, man. I was sitting here doing some inventory on. I'm just to make all my big order from Bass Assassin and stuff.
Right.
And I kind of forgot about it because Robin kind of sent them to me, man. I was finishing up, but I think it's called a Flamingo.
Flamingo Flash.
Dude, I'm telling you, clear water this fall.
Hey, we're going to kill them this winter on that bait right there. I need to order some more, too. I've used a lot of them up this summer. I need to make an order, too.
You were getting them on them pretty good?
Yeah.
This summer, too?
Heck, yeah.
Man, you know what it reminds me of? It just reminds me of an SHP. Just that color.
That or, you know, the pink fluorescent when on the old Dow's Reef days, man.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I knew that's what you meant. That's why I said pink fluorescent, man. That's had them little black rat eyes on it. Oh, man.
Dude, we would crush them on that. But now I was looking at your deal. Man, these redfish, man, I'm not really looking for them because there was some fish shallow, but I'm not seeing them anymore. I'll try to get you something. A lot of them redfish are in there pretty tight. If you go in there and spend some time.
Well, you know, these guys fishing along the beachfront, you know, Highland, Bolivar, you know, all, they're catching them shallow right now. See a lot of pigs doing that, man.
Yeah, they're in there tight. You know, you run down there, you see the slicks. You know, Galveston, if you run tight in here, toward the river or whatever, we kind of lost them fish there. Early in the season, there was some fish in there shallow, 14, 15 foot, but they kind of faded. But that's where they're at. There's a lot of jackfish. There's a lot of stuff.
I seen my old Captain Caleb. He was lacing them out somewhere in the surf somewhere. He was having a bull red festival.
Oh, we went down there. He called us, and we went down there. we did find what he was. Hey, you know what them fish was on? He was down there. That's that day I made me like a 160-mile run.
God.
So we're coming, and I don't care about no bull red or none of that garbage that's in there. But I had these couple of kids that are Larry's pro staffers.
Right.
This one kid, he's been with me twice. This kid's been on like a 300-mile run. He ain't thought about seeing a fish. He might as well be fishing in his bathtub. I feel kind of bad for him. So, anyway, I come by there, and they're under schools of birds. It's jacks and reds and sharks, and it's a bunch of them.
Ugh.
Hey, and what was weird, and I ain't not that smart about the shrimps, but I look at a white shrimp, I'm talking about a Charlie, like about a 10 count, 12 count, and I see him jump out of the water. Oh, they're on them big whites. And then we got in there, and we got a jack on, we got a shark on. And then I'm right in the middle of the birds, and then, Mickey, they start picking up just regular little shrimp, like, you know, I don't know, maybe 60, 70 count.
Mm-hmm.
There was more of them than there was. Oh, I say that. I just didn't see the Charlies jumping around, just maybe one or two. But there was a lot of shrimp right there. And then I talked to Larry did. And the guy that shrimps right there, he said, yeah, the only place you're getting any shrimp is like right there.
Yeah.
And that's where all them reds and all that stuff was. And, you know, Caleb, he's good at it. He gets in there and fishes for them. I'm rolling through there. That was just a courtesy pass for them kids to catch something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really get in there and work at it too hard.
Wow.
Man, these tides are getting high in the morning times, dude.
They are. We'll be on our spring, or actually fall, but they call it a spring equinox.
Call it spring. Yeah, it's coming, ain't it?
It's coming.
When's fall? The fall is like the 20th, isn't it? Or 21st.
Something like that. I don't know, man. It
really fall ain't till like the 15th of November.
Yeah, no joke. Thanksgiving's when I start getting excited.
That's the truth. And I didn't. I just got a feeling from what Coon told me, and hopefully I get lucky because I didn't go back. I'm not going back trout fishing till I think
you
my
think,
first trip.
Does he think like you're going to get a push of fish from him?
No, he says they're still coming because the west side of that river's no good. Oh, let me back up. There's a few.
Yeah,
but all that,
they're catching
most
of their fish on the east side of the river, though, right?
All that action in Venice is on the east side, dude.
Yeah.
And they must be really fighting because my buddy John DeBlow, well, it's got the state record. Well, they're all fishing these fish over there toward Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the northeast pass side, man, they're going to war with these pogie boats. I mean, it's a big deal. So Jeff, his brother, they got a picture of them. I mean, they put the spotter planes flying over them while they're tarpon fishing. They launched the little boats, and here they are sitting on top of them with them pogie nets. And, man, it's a war. So, anyway, Jeff's got video of them nets coming up. There's dead tarpon in them. There's dead everything in them. Those pokey boats are a bad deal, buddy.
The bycatch out of them is unreal. I was reading something the other day. Somebody posted up, and they were showing how many just thousands of bull reds and all tarpon, everything that are killed every year by those boats.
Oh, it's terrible, Mickey. I'm telling you, there and there, something sticks to happen. They fit to go to war down there on them pogie boats.
No wonder there's so many sharks over there. Plenty to eat.
Well, they just it's man, they just kill so much stuff for what you get. I mean, I don't know how much money you make in the pogie business. Must be, I mean, those,
it's
all
big
that
time.
Whole operation. Million,
well,
yes.
Yeah, Jeffco was telling me they use that in France and everywhere for perfumes, you know, making perfume at shad oil.
You know, and that's a big deal on the East Coast, too. They had the same menhaden, and they had a big war. They may have shut a lot of that stuff down toward Chesapeake Bay and all that up there.
Right.
Because they just about wiped their whole menhaden fishery out. And they may have put a stop to all that. I'm not that smart about that.
Hey, remember,
but I know,
what was that, 20, 25 years ago when they had those mullet boats over there on the East Shoreline that one year, and they were catching all our mullet up?
Yeah,
remember
we
that?
Ain't never had no mullet since then.
No, we hadn't. You think
hey,
about
you
it.
Hey, remember that morning, me and you might have been together. We were all fishing over there, and they were coming in when we were fixing anchor up and wave. Remember
yeah,
that
they'd been out
boat?
There all night just waylaying the mullet, man.
You remember that pile of mullet that boat had in? It was over my head high.
Yeah.
Piles of mullet. Hey, there was some mullet on that shoreline, wasn't it? It would like make the water quit rippling.
You don't see that anymore. No, those mullet would get so thick in rafts. Remember the big migration every summer? Those mullet would start leaving from Smith Point, heading to the river mouth every year. It's a huge migration every year.
Yep.
And they did the same thing down the west side that I live on, going towards the spillway. Oh, yeah.
You could just anchor up and you see the slicks coming out of the rafts and mullet. I mean, it was a no-brainer. I wonder what they did to stop that, because that only lasted for about a couple of years, and those guys went away, or they changed the law or something.
Well, maybe the catch rates weren't good enough for them to sustain it, and they just left.
Man, we had Leonard Bishop met and everything. We had mullet boats getting everything. We were still lacing them out.
I'm telling you. Gill nets, trot lines, mullet boats, shad boats.
I remember me and you, I was with you. I think we hit probably two or three nets. Leonard didn't pick them up. We got like two or three of them on the way down to Hodges, leaving out of Double Bow that morning.
Yeah, and the next day I came in, that's when my truck was littered with dead hanging trout carcasses all over it, and my boat trailer too. And I had Mac with me, my old father-in-law. We're coming home, and a tire passes us up and goes in front of the truck and out in the cow pasture there on 563. I said, man, whose tire was that? It was mine off my boat trailer. Well,
yeah, they loosened all your stuff up.
Oh, they loosened all the lug nuts up on my boat trailer and my truck. While we're sitting there putting that tire on, my truck dies. So I switch over. Remember, that's that truck I bought from that buddy of yours.
Yeah, from Ricky. Yeah, they
from
put
Ricky.
Something in your gas tank. It
they filled my gas tanks up with sugar.
Gosh, though.
The old net wars, man. Remember those days? Boy.
That was, you know, the Mealers were always pretty nice to us up there, no problem. But that Double Bio crowd, that was that. But it was Leonard's fault. He didn't pick them up. If he'd have picked them up, it wouldn't have been no issue.
Well, they wasn't supposed to be there anyway.
Well, that's true at that time. Hey, you remember when they didn't stop the net and they changed where you had to use like Dacron and a certain size and no mono?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and they'd put, you know, on one end they'd have the real stuff. And then all down the middle, it was solid mono gill.
Mono, exactly.
Oh, man, that was some... Things have changed, man.
I remember wading the Van Toons. We'd been there wading, and they'd come out there and circle us with nets. And then they'd all get in the water with boat paddles and start beating on them and run all the fish into the nets and pick them up in front of us loaded with huge trout and redfish and then drive off. Middle of the day, broad daylight.
Didn't you get stuck in one on Fishers?
Yeah, I'd like to drown in one. Well, it wasn't to that point yet, but I didn't panic, and I just went underwater and reached down and lifted my leg up and pulled my ankle and foot, my left foot and ankle, out of that webbing. Remember, my boat broke loose, and the only reason the anchor hung is because the anchor hung on the gill net.
Hung on the gill net.
And I swam out there to it, took my waders and all that off, and man, that water was cold. And I swam out there to it, and right when I got to the boat to get up on the ladder, when I put my feet down, my left foot went into the gill net. That thing was full of rotten fish. That net had been sitting there for a week or so with dead fish in it.
Oh, that's so nasty.
It was nasty, man.
Man, and we had so many fish.
Oh, we did.
Even then, with all that going on, that's why you go back to all this stuff. It's you know, I heard Charlie talking about, man, there's just so many people. Well, yeah, there is.
Not like there used to be.
not like there used to be. And look at all, you know, we fought nets and all that stuff, and there was plenty of fish. So
yeah. We used to wait for them to pull their nets off of Dow's and Beasley's in the morning so we could start fishing in behind them. We'd catch 100 fish, no problem, 100%. Behind all them gill nets. Crazy.
So if you want to look at why things ain't like they was, you got, oh, there's some lightning. You got to look towards something else besides everybody catching them all. That's kind of like BS.
Yeah, it is. It's not us. It's we point too many fingers at too many things. It's all environmental. And
a lot of environmental.
Habitat, everything, water quality, you name it.
100%.
Them storms are building up out in front of Sabine and out in front of Lake Jackson in Freeport, so get ready.
I just saw the lightning off down there off Freeport.
I believe it. All right, dog, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about hooking up with you, James, give them a number, buddy.
All right, brother, 409-771-7306.
All right, watch him gill.
We holler, buddy.
All right,
dog.
Later. All right. Now let's jump the bridge. Let's go across the causeway and off its bayou and check in with our good friend Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man. Just living the dream or somebody else's nightmare, whatever you call it. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Well, man, we're finally catching a couple of these days with low winds, huh?
Yeah, it's down this morning for sure. Storms are starting to build up offshore.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Yeah, buddy. Well, it's been a fun couple of days. We got back from Corpus on Thursday, and then yesterday had me and old Sugar Shane had ourselves a double boat in the morning, bachelor trip, and then a double boat in the afternoon, a family bringing their kiddos out.
Cool.
And it was awesome, man. Lots of fun. We caught everything from some really nice redfish, trout, you know, drum, sharks, you name it, we had it.
That'll work.
It was awesome, man. And yesterday, right there at the end of the morning trip, me and Shane were sitting around the South Jetty, and his group really wanted some big redfish, and they ended up running and hopping on a little hole and ended up pulling out a couple really big bull reds out of there in that last like 10 minutes of the trip. So that was good to see those bigger redfish starting to move around out there.
It's the season.
Those are always a blast. Yeah, always a blast.
It's going to be wide
open
from here to October. These next two full moons we're going to have, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Fun to catch for our folks, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, they love that stuff, man.
And ladyfish, boy, like you couldn't believe, man. They were wanting to jump in the boat, dude. It was bad. It was bad, Mickey.
You want
to
see bad come out my way? You want to see some ladies? Oh, man, we got them ladyfish, and they're nasty little ones. They're the little ones, you know. Be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good bull red bait.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it got to the point I said, man, we're fixing to have to move up out of here, buddy. These things are going nuts. I knew there was redfish, like that last spot that we went to, we were still on the light tackle grind, and Now we pulled up first cast slot red. I mean, I'm thinking, heck yeah. We got 10, 15 minutes left before we got to go in,
right,
get ready for round two. And, man, first cast slot red, and then those things swarmed in on us like a bunch of mosquitoes, buddy. I mean, that shrimp hit the water, and those lake fish were jumping all over the place. But we couldn't get away from them that last 10, 15.
I was at Thompson's one day and came in, and we're cleaning our fish, and a couple old-timers that fish out there all the time, they came up and said, well, it looks like y'all got them. I guess you got them on lures, huh? And I said, yeah, you know me. He said, well, we got two keeper trout, and we bought 2 quarts of live shrimp, and the ladyfish and gaff top ate all of it, but these two trout. We got 2 trout.
Isn't that nuts?
They went through 2 quarts of bait. They fed it all to ladyfish and gaff top, man.
Man, I believe it. I believe it, brother. Shoot. Well, we've had some great water out there the last couple days, Mickey, man. I think we caught a jack yesterday, which was cool. Still seeing some. We're kind of in that in-between stage from, you know, leaving summertime, entering fall. And,
right.
You know, it's just it's a cool time to fish because there's a little bit of everything out there still.
Right.
You know, we're not cool enough to just be catching, you know, drum and redfish, and still got your trout running around, pompano, bonus Spanish mackerel, stuff like that. But it's a great time, man. We're having a good time out there and making some memories, man. And shoot, JJ ran one, I think, 2 days ago. Man, they brought back a crazy table. Old Jetty James, man, he had trout, redfish. I mean, he had, I think, 6 slot reds. He had 3 people. I'm sorry. He had 7 or 8 slot reds.
All right.
Limited trout, pup drum, sheep's head. I mean, you name it. They had it laid out on that deck, boy. So it's been fun, man. Fishing's great.
Well.
Fishing's great.
Bites and pulls, buddy.
That's it, buddy. We'll see what the heck is going on with this AJ season, if we're going to be fishing it or not.
I know.
I mean,
here it is. It's almost September the 1st. No word yet. I know there's not going to be any commercial, but
yeah, I've seen that.
As far as recreation, the bird's a word. Who's got it? Somebody tell us something.
I mean, it's pretty last minute, don't you think? I mean,
well,
isn't that crazy?
It's the 30th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand how that's. I don't know. Don't get me started. I don't know what's going on, buddy. I have no idea.
You know, everybody's been looking forward to it because it's the overlap with snapper. You know, and you can double up and get your AJs and your snappers all in one trip.
Well, heck yeah.
That's to be seen yet. So we'll see.
Yeah, and then it's a weird gray area because if they don't mention it, is we just assume it's open? I mean, what, you know.
Yeah, what do you do about that? Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, time is up. I mean, Monday, I'm going to be driving offshore to find something.
Right.
I mean, and if there's no announcement, and I mean, I guess you could assume you at least get one day, right? I mean, because the commercial deal's not shutting down until the 2nd. So is that insinuating? I don't know. Yeah. Hey, I ain't going to risk it. I mean, I promise you that.
There's too much stuff to catch.
Yeah. Especially right now, this time of year. But I don't know. It would be nice to know, brother. Stay tuned.
All right, brother. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and hook up with you guys and have a good trip, how'd they get a hold of you? Give them some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston as well. Check out our lodge, man. We run out of Bayside Event Center right on 61st. We got on-site lodging. Come in, have a birthday party, Christmas party, get married, hop on the boat, go catch some fish. Man, we'll just go make some memories. We're all about memory making, baby.
All right.
Come on out. Let's do it. All right, brother.
Michael, have a good Labor Day weekend. You be safe out there, brother.
Thanks, buddy. God bless, man. We'll
later.
See you on
you too, man.
Talk to y'all Thursday.
All right.
See you, buddy.
All right. Top of the hour coming up. National anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.